Blog Talk Radio.
I'm live in the studio with you today, this Friday, praise the Lamb of God, and we are here with Prophetic Perspectives, PSM. Oh my goodness gracious, what a busy morning it's been, but the Lord, hallelujah, is doing a perfect work, hallelujah, and we praise and thank him for it. It's good to see all of you chiming in today, praise the Lamb, all, boy, from everywhere. You should see all of these different area codes here today. Praise God, just chiming in. We're in another week of fast. It's about to end, and a new one is about to begin in our third week. And people of God, I tell you, if you only knew the visions upon my bed, my goodness gracious. When the Lord said he was going to visit, people of God, I'm telling you, my goodness gracious. Oh, what God is revealing in this season, the thing that he is doing, praise the Lamb of God, for his children, the manifestation of the promises and of his glory is just beyond me. And let me tell you what, the word buzz is favor. That's the word buzz. Praise the Lamb of God. The favor of the Lord is on his children. The favor of God is released upon us, people of God. And I want you to walk in it. I want you to talk in it. I want you to move in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Kick out all the negativity. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember, we made a covenant with our eyes. We made a covenant with our ears. Next week, praise the Lamb of God, starting Sunday night at midnight, the covenant with the tongue, the covenant with our mouth, praise the Lamb of God, we must make, hallelujah, so that we can move, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in a place of power. Watching what my eyes see, praise the Lamb of God, my perception, listening with my ear, praise the Lamb of God, not to listen to gossip, not to listen to that's negative, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and that's going to depress me, that's going to bring me down, hallelujah, and that goes for the inner ear and the outer ear, because sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, the evil spirit gets inside that ear and go to speaking to you and will depress you, praise the Lamb of God, take you right into a spirit of depression. Tell the devil to go sit on attack, yakky, yakky, yak, praise the Lamb of God, and lift your hands and give God praise in this day. Praise the Lamb of God so that you can call those things as not as though they were, so you can speak them, and so that favor can fall on you. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this season that we're in. It's jubilation time. It's time for us to get our shoes out, shine them up, and get ready to shout. Praise the Lamb of God, because our God is God. We got a call already. Jericho 678, your mic is hot. Jericho 678.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, yes. Prophet Shakespeare, this is Crystal Turner. I'm your friend on Facebook. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing well, Prophet. I'm doing well. I'm calling from Livonia, Georgia.
Livonia, Georgia. What church are we down there, daughter?
I haven't really joined a church yet. I've been visiting a church, and the church that I've been going to is what's the name of the ministry? Jesus.
That's right, baby. That's all right.
I can't think right now of Jesus.
Okay. Don't, you're a little nervous. Settle down. Take a deep breath. Can't nobody. This is radio. We can't see you. It's all good. It is all good. It's all good. It's all good. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice and good to have you here with us today. Now, I remember you inboxed me on yesterday. Oh, my goodness gracious. You inboxed me on yesterday and shared some things. Praise the Lamb of God. And,
yes, sir.
You know, which is wonderful. Now, what is it that you really want to share and talk about?
Well, my husband and I, we've been married. It's going to be 2 years in August, and we've kind of been having issues with our families. My dad is sick; he has Alzheimer's, and my mom is up there taking care of them. And we're praying that maybe we can get them to come down here to either, if not live with us, find a place for them to stay, but you know, like a assisted living place. And then my husband is having issues with his family. His sister and him had a falling out, and they really are kind of really not speaking. And I just want you to pray for us. We kind of been under attack.
You all have been under attack. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, this is the testimony of many of our people in this season. Family is becoming so dysfunctional and so irritable, one with another, and all the bickering and backering and whatever, falling out, you know, when it's time to come together and be strong, they're falling out with one another. and what have you. And it's only because there is a breakdown of love, there is a breakdown of respect, there is a breakdown of humility in our society. And because these threads of moral fabric are unwind and are dissipating, we're seeing this more and more, you know, sisters and brothers can't get along, parents can't get along with their children,
and
all of that kind of stuff. Our God is able to bring peace, but what God needs is a peacemaker. He needs someone to decide in their hearts and minds that they're going to be the peacemaker. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And we have to make up in our minds that I'm not going to be a part of the arguing, the bickering, the back. I'm not taking sides. I'm going to take the Lord's side, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm going to stand in a place as a mediator to bring peace in the family. Somebody has to decide to be the peacemaker. So I'm going to have to appoint you the peacemaker today. Praise the Lamb of God in the family. I'm going to have to appoint you that as the peacemaker. Praise the Lamb of God. And so all you have to do is put yourself in the position to say, Lord, I'm willing to be used by you to bring peace in the family because I know this is your will for our lives, that there's peace and love and harmony, and allow your kingdom to come in our family as it is in heaven. There is no fighting in heaven. He threw Satan out. There's not been an argument since. There's not been a disruption since before the foundations of the world when God got rid of Satan. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to pray with you now, and we hope and pray that our words have helped you today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father in heaven, I thank you for this, your daughter. I thank you for the Turner family. I thank you for all, hallelujah, her concern, Father, and her compassion for this family, oh God. And many of our families, Father, are going through in this hour. And Father, we know it's a lack of prayer. There's a lack of Bible discussion. There's a lack of thinking about you. Hallelujah, on our premises, oh God, even though we declare that we're holding to your promises. But we ask you to forgive us and cleanse our hearts now, Father, and our minds. I have ordained this, your daughter, hallelujah, as the peacemaker. And Father, today I pray that glory would rest upon her and be seen on her face, and that the spirit of peace, hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom, would be upon her, that as she walk in rooms, as she speaks, praise the Lamb of God, that the peace of God, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, would radiate through her, hallelujah, through her words, through her wise counsel, that you would give her wisdom, O God, and wisdom of your word, to be able, O God, to counsel those in the family. There's others, Father, that's listening to my voice that need you to do the same thing in their family. As they lift their hands, Father, and are willing to be the peacemaker, that they may be called the children of God. Father, bless today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, there's nothing that we can do that's more effective than prayer. Hallelujah. Daughter, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the show. Hallelujah. We bless you today. Just hold on a little bit here. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is tugging on me a little bit here. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want to go deeper into our show because we got only a few minutes late. I had to meet with my attorneys and all of that today over some business that we're doing with the ministries and this, that, and another, and God worked that all out in our favor, and I thank God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want to get on point here with our people, so just stay here for a second or two with us. Praise the Lamb. All right, people of God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, what an awesome God we serve. As we're fasting from resurrection to Pentecost, praise the Lamb of God, from the cross to Pentecost, these 50 days, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we must expect some type of satanic attack upon us, people of God. We must not think that Satan just going to roll over and lay to the side while you're fasting and getting in the presence of God, reading the word and this, that, and another, as though that, you know, you're not supposed to have any issues. Praise God. You must understand in this season, hallelujah, that we're in while you're fasting and what have you, that Satan is going to work, praise the Lamb of God, to break down your faith, to cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to get off the fast and say, forget it, it's not doing any good. He's going to irritate you, praise the Lamb of God, in the various areas of your life and through people, hallelujah, on your job, frustrate you, let you get upset, all kinds of things. So you'll have to, praise the Lamb of God, in your prayer sessions, you'll have to, people of God, embrace the word and embrace the Spirit of God and still speak to the enemy. Hallelujah. When these things rise, and tell the devil to get behind you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. It's prayer day. It's our intercessory day. Praise God. Tonight at 10 o'clock. Hallelujah, we'll be going forth in our weekly prayer. We've been praying Monday nights, Wednesday night, and Friday night, Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. We have been praying, praise the Lamb of God, on our conference calls. And all of you are invited to pray with us on Monday nights at 10 o'clock from 10 to 10:30, Wednesday night from 10 to 10:30, and then Friday night from 10, praise the Lamb of God, till the Holy Ghost turn us loose. Hallelujah, on Friday night. And we thank God for powerful prayer calls that we have through our intercessors, Elder Bennett, praise the Lamb of God, and Denise Conyers has been leading this dynamic intercessory ministry for us. And I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, we have some of the most powerful prayer warriors there are in the earth realm in this season. I'll put them up against anybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Not that we're in competition, but I'm just saying we have some powerful, effective prayers. Praise the Lamb of God, who prayers avail much. Hallelujah. They're just not talking to God. Hallelujah. God is hearing. God is answering. And that's the kind of results we want. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. All right, people of God, it's prayer time now. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to ask one of our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who's ever designated for today, to push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and pray for us today and lead us to the throne of grace. Here they are right here, praise the Lamb of God. Who is this here? Area code 734, your mic is hot.
This is Raphael, prophet.
Raphael, you're designated to pray today for us. God bless you, son. Good to have you, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God here with us today. And he's going to be leading to the throne of grace, remembering our sick, our shut-in, those in convalescent home prisons. Praise God, those, hallelujah, that's shaking in their shoes over in Korea. Praise the Lamb of God. This boy, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I believe this guy is going to push this button for this nuclear bomb to shoot over there. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. But we need to pray that the Lord would turn his heart, hallelujah, if at all possible. They're talking to him, but he's taking their conversations as insult. So we want to pray, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and cause a press storm today. Oh, my goodness gracious, the senseless killing in our schools, these stabbings that just took place, praise the Lord, these rapes, these suicidal tendencies, and things of this nature. Satan is having a field day. And the only thing that's going to turn these things back is prayer. Come on, Raphael, take us to the throne. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. We give your name honor, God. We give your name glory, God. We give your name praise, oh God. We lift you up, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. So, God, we just thank you. We hallow your name, Jehovah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Tiskanu. You are Jehovah Rapha, God. And we love you today, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that right now, God, that you would have your way on this prayer. And on this prayer call today, God, that you will have your way on this radio show, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you would move, God, by your spirit, God, not by power, not by might, God, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we come up against every attack, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that right now, God, that you're shielding the United States, oh God. We thank you that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that no attack, God, will come nigh to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that you will go and arrest this man, God, in the Holy Ghost right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we're asking, God, that you will cause his mind to be changed, oh God, that you will cause his spirit and his heart, God, to be changed in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you will bless our schools today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit, God, will fall in our schools, oh God. God, that schools would begin to change, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that students would begin to change, that teachers would begin to change, oh God. And God, in the name of Jesus, that God, they will have a collective effort, God, of trying to pursue you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we ask, God, that you will bless the sick and the shed-in today, God. God, we know you to be Jehovah Rapha, oh God. So God, we ask that you will step into the hospital rooms, God, and breathe life, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, step into that convalescent home, oh God. And God, that person that don't feel loved, oh God, we're asking, God, that you will love them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that right now, God, that you will step into that senior citizen home, oh God, and give life today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that right now, God, that you will bless our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we ask that right now, God, that you will cause us shaking in our churches, oh God, cause us to come into a prophetic alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, cause us to get our minds stayed on you, oh God, not on the things, God, not on our clothes, God, not on the money, God, not on our gifts, oh God, but allow us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today I come up against every spirit of perversion, oh God, every spirit of idolatry, oh God, every spirit of witchcraft, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would move, God. Move now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for this time of intercession, oh God. God, we ask that you will bless Prophet Michael Shakespeare today, God. Rain on him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, for the anointing, God, that rests on him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the vision, God, that you have given him for this ministry, oh God. And God, we ask, God, that he would take this ministry, God, to the next dimension in you, oh God. We thank you for the glory, God. We thank you for this fast, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for what's to come, God. It's better than what's been, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, God. We bless your holy name because you're worthy of our worship, God. You're worthy of our praise, oh God.
Yes, you are.
God, now we ask, God, that you would endow us with your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Endow us with your power, God, to heal the sick, oh God. Endow us with your power, God, to raise the dead, God. Endow us with your power, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God, for this season, God, of manifestations, oh God. We thank you, God, for this season of signs and wonders, oh God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask, God, that you would open up our ears, God, and open up our eyes, God, to see you, God, like never before, God, and we'll be ever so careful, God, to give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, and bless God.
Hallelujah to your name, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Son. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is here today. Hallelujah, my. Bless your name. I love you, God. I adore you. Thanks for bringing us. Oh, Father. Bless you. Yes.
My heart it beats for you, precious Jesus. I'm deep in love with you. You came my redeemer. Your blood went through my veins. My love for you is deeper than it was yesterday. I am through the curtain.
Hallelujah. Bless you again, Raphael. Thank you so much, Elder White, for being here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God and leading us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Lord is awesome in this day, and I thank him for our intercessors. And, of course, it's intercessory prayer day, and we want to continue, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In prayer. This God. Bless you, Raphael. For being here and praying with, leading us in prayer. Off today, praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say and salute again all of our intercessors. I love you guys. I just want you to know that from the depths of my heart, every one of y'all called names the other day. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't have a list in front of me, but I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for the time you put in to pray for others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You pushing your schedule to the side and giving time to pray for others. Praise God. People, you ought to take your hats off sometime and just say thank you, Father, for somebody that care enough and that you have linked to your heart. Hallelujah. So that they can intercede on our behalf. And I think that is a glorious and wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise, if you're here today, would you push one on my dial, please? On your dial, rather. Praise God. On your dial, push one. Praise God. There she is. Hallelujah. Denise Conyers is with us today. Praise the Lord. Denise, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Prophet?
I am doing pretty good myself here, Denise. Praise the Lamb. Good to have you and your team here. Praise the Lamb of God with us. I just wanted to salute you again publicly. Praise God for all that you do to coordinate and to make sure that prayer happens. Praise God. They said we're turning you into a preacher. Hallelujah. on those calls. I told her we better be careful. Praise God. I don't want to get ran out of town for doing that. Praise the Lord. But whatever the Lord's will is for your life, I know you're willing to submit to that. But God is doing great things through you, and your encouragement and your testimonies are always on point. And we just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you today. Denise, right now, what do you think our biggest prayer agenda need to be?
Oh, you put me on the spot, Prophet. Our biggest prayer agenda.
What really should be on the agenda of prayer in this season, praise God, are we on target praying for, the nation and this, and the, or should we really be turning ourselves to the real issues here? You know, I had a disturbing conversation yesterday with one of our pastors that is really pro-prayer being returned to schools. And, you know, I was sharing with him, I said, you know, there's an issue, though, and that is that there are so many people during the transitional period that are atheists and that are agnostic and that are all types of other religions that don't pray in the name of Jesus, that when if we return prayer to the school, you still can't force those teachers to lead their class in prayer.
Right.
You can't
force
them to lead their class in Christian praying. You know,
one thing I would say is, yes, we need to be praying for our nation. And we need to get to a place where we cause a holy disturbance in the earth realm that will cause the heaven, or that will cause a disturbance in the heaven that will fall down on the earth to cause a shift. And I believe when we start praying for our leaders, the Word of God tells us to pray for all those that are in authority that are over us. So there is a mandate that we must get back to praying for our political leaders, praying for our Christian leaders, praying for our husbands, praying for teachers, praying for those that sit in authority, because God is waiting for the open invitation. Prayer is an open invitation that will open the heavens to us when we pray. And when we pray, when we begin to pray the will of God, then we will see the hand of God move here on earth, where it goes to our government officials, where it goes to us, prayer coming back into the schoolhouse, where we begin to see the change and the manifestation that God is waiting on us to begin to do his will.
My goodness. Okay, I see you. Praise God. The import of prayer has to take on a household position, in my eyes, in order for prayer to get back into schools. First, we got to get our children praying. And if
absolutely.
The children, if we can get our children praying, praise the Lamb of God, then prayer is going to happen in the school, irregardless. And I'm talking about in a bold way, you know, in a real bold way, get our children to pray publicly. I think that would be the rally that needs to take place within the Christian community. If we could bring our college saved children, our high school saved children, and so on and so forth, to the place of just breaking out in prayer. They can't put them in jail.
Right.
You know, this
mm-hmm.
is the only way we're going to see this type of change take place, praise the Lamb of God, in our society, that's going to have any impact whatsoever, because We have all types of people from all walks of life and religions and creeds teaching in the school system. The school
right.
system is not based upon Christianity. It's based upon degrees, experience, and things of that nature as it comes to teaching what the system wants taught. And not, you know, about, you know, a religion or anything of that nature. So when we have this, you know, I was listening to CNN on yesterday, and right while the pastor and I was having this conversation, and the lady said, our culture in this day and time is far advanced to the extent that the Bible and the old traditions don't have a place in our society anymore. She said it right on CNN yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That the Bible does not have a place in our society anymore when they were discussing same-sex marriage. That's exactly what Satan desires to happen, people of God, and we need to wake up and understand the devastation that takes place when one victory is won, no matter how they do it. What it says to us is that they see the Bible as historical document and not the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when this takes place, praise the Lamb of God, and this happens, and we allow it, and we're mm-hmm. silent about it, then it says that it is a historical document because nobody stands up for it. But we as believers, praise the Lamb of God, and we as those who know that our God is real and that his word is real, we need to make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come to a place of understanding that our passiveness is not the means by which this world is going to be won.
You know what, Prophet? As you were speaking, the one thing that I heard is we need to stop being spiritual punks.
Truly.
We have been given authority, and we have yet to allow or to walk in the full authority that we've been given. Many of us are placed in watchtowers, and we're placed as watchmen and gatekeepers. And Madjanice and myself was talking about this probably like a day or two ago, about the significance of the watchman and the gatekeeper. And we need to be asking God as intercessors, what is the position that you're calling me to stand in? Because the watchtower, the watchman sits up high. So their advantage point is greater than that which sits at the gate that's low. The worst thing we can do is be a gatekeeper, but we're standing in a watchtower, and understand that God can use us in both positions, but we really need to know the grace which rests on our lives and the authority that rests on our lives. Because when we begin to pray, we should see the manifestation of God when we're praying according to heaven, what God is downloading for us to pray about, and not our self-willed or we feel, because praying is not based on a feeling. Prayer should be based on the revelation that's being downloaded from the Holy Ghost.
True. I concur with that. That prayer should be motivated by that revelation and the inspiration that the Holy Spirit gives us concerning, you know, what we should be praying about. The other part that you dealt with is watchmen and gatekeepers. The watchman is in a warning position.
Mm-hmm.
Bible definitely talks about the watchman that does not sound the alarm, the watchman that does not warn of the imminent dangers and things of this nature as they discern whatever is approaching. And that went that was in biblical times from the weather on, the watchman on in the watchtower on the wall, I mean, he could see the storm coming and warn everybody there's a storm approaching. As well as, you know, an army coming or this, that, or another, any other threats, wild animals, whatever, any other threats. The gatekeeper is the person who is not responsible for the same thing, but is responsible for what enters in. The gatekeeper is responsible for what enters in. And therefore, they have to cry out and protect in a military stance to make sure that what is detrimental do not get past the gate to enter in, you know. And that's what it's those two areas that we fail in. You know, the watchman is not crying out, and the gatekeeper is asleep at the gate, and the gate is wide open. And anything is any and everything is coming in to our society and in our system, and it's penetrating and entering into the spiritual gate of the church. Our spirituality is being shipwrecked, praise the Lamb of God, and made to no avail because of this, because the gatekeeper. Keepers are allowing anything to come in. And this mess must stop. It has to stop somewhere.
But, Prophet, this is the other thing that I found so interesting in my study of the gatekeeper and the watchmen and the doorkeepers. The gatekeeper has authority that comes from the king. The gatekeeper is to be in constant communication with the king. The watchman stands in the tower to look from a high position, and he can tell, or he has a discernment to tell when a messenger is coming, whether it's a message of good or a message of harm. He calls to the gatekeeper to say, whether it's woe or whether it's hey, we have a messenger who's coming on foot, and it looks to be of a good report. And then the gatekeeper has the authority to allow or to deny the access. And then he judges what's coming, and then he goes to the king and report to the king. But he also has the authority that comes from the king to whether or not that person or that group of people will enter into the gate.
Yeah, you know, I recognize that. That's, you know, that goes without saying that the positions that they hold are has been given them by the king, and their responsibilities and what they are accountable for. What I'm saying is they're laying dormant.
Right. Absolutely, yes. And
the watchman not declaring what's coming. You know, this is what I've been teaching in my prophetic schools and what have you, is why it's so important to have the Issachar ministry, the prophetic ministry within the church, so that they can see what's coming.
Right.
See, prophetic people need to be ministry ties within the churches. In other words, just as an usher board or, you know, or whatever else ministries we have, so that they can be in prayer and seeking God for what's coming, so that they can see Jezebel, so that they can see these destructive systems that's trying to enter into the church, enter into the kingdom of God. We have allowed this to become very, should I say, cliche-ish or dormant in a way that we utilize it in the wrong way. The only thing we want prophetic voice for is encouragement to build us up and to tell us what we're going to receive from God. But we don't want to be warned. We don't want to be told what the real issues is behind what's going on in our lives. You know, I went and ministered to Sunday night. As a matter of fact, it's right there on my page. The result end of it is right there on my page. And I shared some crucial things about why a lot of believers are in the position that they're in. And what's going on in their lives is because they are dealing with the anointing of God and the gifts of God that Christ suffered and died for lackadaisical. As though you have the right to negotiate your calling. You have the right to negotiate what you're going to do for God and what you're not going to do for God. And you sitting down on your giftings because you mad at the pastor or upset with Denise or something of that nature. Who gave you that right? That you can put yourself in a position to cause the ministry of Christ to suffer because of your attitude. Who gave you that authority? When the king's voice say, be faithful. That's under all conditions. That's under all circumstances. That's under torture. That's under whatever. Be faithful. And until we can be faithful, praise the Lamb of God, God is always doing something to jumpstart us again, to get us back where we're supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be doing, because we're out of order. And we're out of order to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that it don't even bother us. We can sit dormant for months and years because of our attitude. Now, they can take that, they can have that. I ain't doing this. I'm not. Who has given you that luxury? And then when havoc break out in our lives, we want to blame it on the devil and everybody else when we are the cause of it, and it's God that's stirring up our pot and saying, why aren't you doing what I've called and commissioned you to do? Why are you not in place in ministry? Why are you causing my anointing to lay dormant in you? My giftings, my spirit. I have given you the gift of healing, and you're not using it. But we got to wake up to this stuff, see? And until we can come to a place to really accept the voice of the gatekeeper and the voice. We say we want it, but do we really want it? Because there is a timid spirit within the community of faith. We can't take nothing. We can't take rebuke. We can't take instruction. We can't take direction. And those are the things we should be saying thank you for. When somebody put us in place, when somebody tell us the truth about what is really going on in our lives that's creating the storms that we go through. 9 times out of 10, we are our own storm maker. We created the storm. but we want to blame it on the devil when we're the ones that created it. I love somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Want to drop that in on you all, because we have to come to a place, people of God, to recognize that God, hallelujah, has gone through much in the suffering, hallelujah, in the life of Christ, that we take as though it was nothing for God to give him. And God is not sitting back feeling that way. That the blood that was shed and the agony of the cross and all of that that Christ went through, that he died for us and this, that, and another, we can take it as nothing and go about our business like, okay, that happened, okay, let's keep on pushing. But God don't see it that way. The same way you wouldn't if it was your child that you allowed to go through that. You wouldn't be all laxed and relaxed about it. You would want some results. And so God wants results out of us. See, the deposit of God's anointing and his spirit on us. I'm talking to those of us that's pressing now. I ain't talking to nobody just on here trying to get a little prophetic word. I'm talking to those of us who are pressing in prayer and pressing for the mark of the high calling, who want the deposit of God to witness to the world. We must be open with ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent to say, Lord, shine the light in me and show me me. Show me the me that I am. Show me why I'm latched at. Show me why I'm irresponsible with your anointing and your glory. So that I can put myself in order to receive the download that you desire to give me so that I can walk in this glorious anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise?
Yes, sir.
You got mighty quiet on the prophet today. Praise
no,
the Lord.
I mean, I'm listening. I agree with you. You know, it's ironic that it's so funny. God has a sense of humor, because I got online. I called in just as maybe like a few seconds before you called my name.
Wow.
And so I'm in agreement with you wholeheartedly at everything that you have spoken thus far since I've been on the line. And just like I believe it was Monday night, and I mentioned, what is the remnant? Who is the nation that the Lord is calling you to? And oftentimes we get caught up in me, myself, and I. I don't have, I can't do, I don't feel like it, this is mine, and da-da-da-da-da, that we miss the bigger picture. And On Monday night, you posted on my wall that you decreed and declared that a greater that God will release a greater spirit of love over me.
Mm.
And I think sometimes we take lightly what the Lord is showing us, and it only comes or it hits us when we step outside or when we share what the Lord has done or is doing. And I believe, well, I shared with some folks that me and my brother wrote to North Carolina together. Going, my brother was under the influence of alcohol, and he was very jumpy and, you know, just running, you know, saying what he say. And he kept saying, I'm not listening to this Christian music. I want to hear some rap music. And I said, it's my car. We're going to listen to what I need to listen to as I drive down the road. And just before we got to my parents' house, my brother started crying. And, you know, and he said two things to me. But I really believe that the Lord had begun to minister to my brother because he got in a quiet place.
Okay.
And it wasn't a lot that I said to him, but it was I believe it was the music that was playing that was ministering to him. And so he said, you know, he said, I never thought that we, me and him, would be writing to see our parents. And he was like, you're the one. And we have another sister that's here in Maryland. And he was like, and he was crying. And I was like, you crying? You a thug, thug don't cry. Because that's always his statement to me. And so
wow.
What it says was that the Lord was moving on his heart that it's a bigger picture, that it's not about what's against you. It's what you have allowed to become what's against you. You know, we can easily blame our upbringing, you know, things that didn't work in our favor growing up. And we can use that as a hindrance, a stumbling block, or a stepping stone. Now, in the Word of God, God says that he will make our enemies our footstool. Not that our parents are our enemies, nor are our siblings, but at some point, we got to stop looking at them as the enemy because I didn't get what I need, but start looking in the inner me to see what the enemy is blaming as my enemy.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, you saying what I'm saying. You know, Angel sent me a text this morning that said something on these lines. It said, and it was a long text, but I'm just condensing it. It said, you know, in order to receive the right harvest, you must sow the right seeds. And then she gave an example. She said there was a woman who was paying her tithes and sowing into places and this and another and asking prayer for her relationship with her daughter. And it grew worse, worse, and worse until she met someone who told her, you're sowing the wrong seeds. I'm sowing this seed, she told the person, for a peace and oneness between me and my daughter. She said that the person told her, you're sowing the wrong seed. You need to sow the seed of time with your daughter. And when she started sowing the seed of time, she received what she wanted. It happened quick, fast, and in a hurry. Her and her daughter got on one accord. All she had to do is sow the seed of time. I think many times, when we look at ourselves, we don't really allow the inner us to be honest with the us that we are.
Right.
Because we really don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we spend time there, and we spend time there in prayer and in maintenancing that issue that hinders us from being what God wants us to be, we become a brand new person. Mm-hmm. It's the inner deliverance is the greater deliverance that anybody can ever receive. Mm-hmm. The inner deliverance, the inner healings, because that's really where the battle is at. It's on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going on the outside. It's on the inside of us.
Absolutely.
Anybody that's out killing kids on school campuses, whatever, if you could get inside of their mind and their spirit, you'll see that nothing's wrong on the outside of them. Mm-hmm. It's the inside of them where the issues really are that trigger these behaviors.
And you're right, Prophet. Sometimes we rush in the presence of God and we rush out. Because when we get in the presence of God and when God begins to deliver us, or when he begins to show us what's on the inside of us, we feel like we can't give it up because it's a part of who we are. It's not who God is calling us to be. It's who we are, and we feel comfortable because it's our false sense of identity. And it's so easy for us to be angry. it's so easy for us to be envious and jealous of somebody else's deliverance. But we see where people are, their harvest of where they are. But we don't understand the process that they had to come to get where God had called them to be.
My God. My God, this is a truth. Now that's true. We don't really see all of that. The real issue here is when as it relates to prayer is our cultural setting has not trained us in the art of prayer properly. And one thing that we have not been taught to do is to spend that time in prayer that deals with reflection and reflecting upon ourselves. Now, I don't know how I stumbled up on it. I really don't, because nobody taught me either. But I have, at intervals in my life, recognized my own issues. And I have always acknowledged the fact that El Shaddai, the Almighty God, can heal anything and can change anything or give grace for it, which would be divine intervention and mediation, superimposed power so that I could bear it. I've always believed that. And so I've always been able to go to God to deal with my inner issues in reflective prayer. And I don't think enough of us do reflective praying as it relates to ourselves, that we really have that searchlight on, that we spend time in prayer dealing with that, that we spend time with God dealing with us to the extent that we get that right. You know, there was a time for, I'm telling you, Denise, girl, I don't know if you could have stand up, talk to me good. I had a temper that, I'm telling you, I had a temper that was so bad, I would snap in a minute and, I mean, go off, and, I mean, just lose it. Probably have gotten me killed a couple of times. But in praying and this being pointed out to me and showing and seeing and reflecting upon it for a period of time, God brought healing to that thing. He got that spirit off me. Praise the Lamb of God. We you know, when you deny the power of God, we approach God's throne and we pray and pray and pray, and we throw all this stuff up before the throne, and we walk away without applying belief and faith that God can do it. And one of the greatest ways that we deny the power of God is we continuously hold on to something that we said we praying over, and it's simply because we don't want to repent of it and turn from it. The power is there for us. I mean, it's like, you know, your brother, you know, and I know all of us probably have a brother, a cousin, an uncle, or somebody who drinks too much or use abusive, you know, drugs and what have you, and this, that, and another. But one thing I do know, and I talked to a friend of mine who is a pastor who is an alcoholic, a functioning alcoholic. I talked to him not too long ago, and I said to him, I said, you know, you're never going to be able to conquer that thing as long as you have the freedom to be exposed to all the alcohol and stuff that's around you. You need to go and admit yourself in a rehab program and get away from drugs and get in a support system of help and get clean. And through your prayer life and your word life, you can overcome that. But the problem is we don't want to turn from it.
Right.
We want to say, Lord, deliver me from substance abuse, and sit around with, you know, 5 bottles of liquor in the house, sitting up on the counter, and some drugs still in the drawer. And we're praying for deliverance. Been there, done that already. Lord, I don't want to do this no more, and constantly snorting. You have to turn from, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, hear the prophet today, the turning from, praise the Lamb of God, is the greatest power. When you turn from, the Holy Spirit will help you turn.
Right.
But you just crying out saying, I'm sorry, is not turning. What are you doing to turn from it? Praise the Lord. We got another caller want to join us. Let's see what this is. Erico 773.
Bless your daddy.
Hey, how you doing, son?
Doing great. I heard what you was talking about, and I know that everything that you were speaking on is very, very true. And especially when the word has already told us, if my people were to call by my name, would humble themselves and begin to pray. And I think it's time for us to stop making up excuses why things are not happening for us. It's because we're not having a prayer life like God asks us to do and like he asks us to have. And I think a lot of us have made too many excuses. And to me, an excuse is only a guarded lie. And it's just time for us to God turn away from, like you said, from the things in order for us to see the realness of what God is doing. We must really pray in season and out of season. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, we got to pray. Even when it comes down to the school systems, we got to pray. We got to pray for God to put it back in the school, that our children can turn away from the gangs, turn away from the drugs and the alcohol. If we don't pray, then it's going to stay that way.
My God, you're right, son. You know, a part of that prayer, if my people who are called by my name pray, seek my face, and turn, it says, and turn. The turning has to come, and that's what I'm harping on, you know, on today when it comes down to our prayer life is if you want to see the effects of the Holy Spirit working on your behalf in these habits and hang-ups and bondages and what have you, you must turn.
Turn.
If you're not going to turn, then you just blowing out hot. You begging for deliverance, and you walking in the jail cell, locking yourself in with the keys.
Right, exactly.
And then saying, hollering through the bars somehow, get me out of here. And you went in there and locked yourself in there.
Right.
And the keys are on the inside. The keys are on the inside.
There you go, yes.
The keys are on the inside. Your prison cell. Whatever bondage you're in, the keys on the inside with you. They ain't on the outside.
Right.
All you have to do is unlock the cell by turning.
Right.
Having a made up mind. Believers can overcome so much, praise the Lamb of God, if we desire to. You know, and it's just like anything else that, you know, when you see people who hit change, they be just like, well, I had to hit rock bottom first. I had to hit rock bottom first. You don't have to hit rock bottom.
That's true. You don't.
That's just become a cliche. I had to hit. No, you don't. You don't have to hit rock bottom. You ain't got to catch cancer before you quit smoking cigarettes.
Right.
See, hitting rock bottom, smoking cigarettes is, I the doctor told me that my lungs was black and it looked like a little cancer, so I know I got to quit smoking. Negro, you knew you got to quit smoking when you picked the cigarette up.
Right.
You have to, I mean, just don't be stupid.
It is so amazing. It's so amazing, Prophet, how people always make up excuses why they cannot pray certain things off of their lives. You know, they can pray for this, they can pray for that, but when it comes down to the real deal, when it comes down to them really seeking the face of God, they all got an excuse.
There's always Irish Motown. You're right.
When you ask for intercessors to come forth, and intercessors, come on, let's pray. They always got an excuse saying, well, hey, I got to go, I got to do this, I got to do that. But then you got problems that you need to be taken care of, and you want God to answer them. So that means you must sacrifice some stuff in order to get what you need from God.
Right. There's a requirement.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, I recognize that at a young age in ministry and what have you, that the majority of deliverance does not take God, it takes me.
Right.
Yeah.
The majority of it takes me to get delivered. And it's about my will. That the man at the pool there, you know, for all those years, and Jesus come and talk to him, and all he did was give Jesus excuses of why.
Right.
I have no one to help me. Jesus said, that's not your real problem. Your real problem is your will.
Submitting your will.
Do you want to be made whole? That's the real problem. The real issue is your will. When your will changes. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. When your will changes, then you will rise up out of it. As soon as the man's will changed, Jesus said, rise up and walk.
Right.
And immediately he stood up.
Immediately.
Immediately he stood up.
Quit.
Jesus was with Jairus, and he was on the way back to his house. His daughter was laying there at the point of death, and then she died, and they came and ran. Now, he with Jesus, and they came and ran to him and told him, there's no sense in you troubling the master. You ain't got to pray no more. She dead now. He turned around, Jesus grabbed and said, wait a minute. Only believe. Your will.
All right.
Only believe that all things are possible.
Thank you, Father.
It's
Prophet, I really believe, Prophet, that this time is going to change, and I really believe in my spirit that God is going to touch the heart of the people to cause them to really seek the face of Him to get answers, and it's not going to be any more excuses anymore. It's going to be about you. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You know, so it's up to us. You know, you said something that really made sense, because you had that spirit that was able to, you know, you'll fight anybody at the drop of the hat, and your son was the same way. But it took prayer to change my life. To where I didn't want to get mad. I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to go off at the top of a hat. So
right.
I thank God that it works instantly if you believe. So if you believe, it will work instantly for you. But if you're procrastinating and all these kinds of things, being double-mindedness about your situation, it ain't going to work. You're going to still walk around in a circle like the children of Israel did. All their complaining, all their arguments. For 40 years they walked around. They could have did that in 40 days or 4 hours.
My God.
So it's up to us. Like you said, if you want it bad enough, you're going to put your face to the plaster of the wall and say, God, this is what I want, and I'm going to stay here until you bless me.
Until you bless me, until I get it. See, we must understand that faith is not an emotion alone. Faith is not a condition of the mind and heart and spirit only. Faith is an action.
Right.
Requires.
If I was dead. You got to work your will. You got to work something.
Right.
You got to work something. You telling me you want to be delivered from drugs and you keep letting the drug man in your house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keep opening the door and running with the same people? You don't want to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're going to have some when you get in that car.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
You know when you go to the parties, the same people, no, I'm going to get there. I ain't doing nothing. You a liar. You're going to do something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to turn from it. You got to drop it like it's hot and go about your business. Because the enemy want to see you in abundance. And he want to keep throwing it up in your face every time you get ready to overcome. Every time you get ready to come in the face of God with something, he show you your issue.
That's it.
All you got to do, you know, Jesus said he overcame the world. We must overcome ourselves, and the world will be easy to overcome. Jesus overcame himself in the wilderness.
Right.
During his fasting time.
That's it.
Satan came against his emotion. He came against his will. He came against his desires. He came against everything in the temptations. Jesus passed all those tests.
Yep.
He came out of there. He overcame himself, so he was ready to do ministry. Then later on, he told his disciples, I've overcome the world. The world has nothing to offer me. I've overcome this system. And you can overcome it too. Hello, Life Bug. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise,
well,
come on, pray for us.
Yes, I love you, Dad, and I thank you for this word today. It
man,
was,
I bless you for being here. I'm just at a point now the truth is in my mouth, and I can't hold it back. That I have to release the truth of the matter. You're not going to break being a whoremonger running with hoes.
There you go.
Everybody want to hear the truth because, that doesn't, the prophet shouldn't be saying that. You're not going to stop being a homosexual running with homosexuals.
There
not going to do it.
Right.
Not going to do it going to the clubs that where homosexuals go. You're not going to overcome it. You're going to have to make that spirit that's on you. Whether you're a whoremonger, adulterer, liar, cheater, or whatever, you're gonna have to face that spirit face to face. And then you're gonna have to declare, greater is he that's in me. I know El Shaddai lives in me.
Yes.
I know God has all power. And I know he has power over you.
Yes.
And choose God. Hallelujah. And when you choose God, praise the Lamb of God. God chooses you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. When you choose God, God chooses you. I'm a part of the Overcomers Club. Hello, somebody.
Yes, yes.
I am a part of the Overcomers Club. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
Come on, pray for us, Denise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Break some bondages today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some yoke.
Hallelujah.
I release the breaker's anointing today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. for everyone that wants to be delivered, Father. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just come in total surrenderance today. God, we come in total surrenderance for your examination, oh
nothing
God.
You can
God, we
do.
Don't
nothing.
Come, Lord God. God, any kind of way, but we come in humble submission, Lord God. God, to your authority, to your rule, to your reign today, Lord God. God, we ask that you will put us on an examination table, Lord God. God, that you will begin to examine us, Lord God. God, from the inside out, Lord God. God, we no longer want our damn works, Lord God. God, to speak for us, Lord God. God, we ask now, Lord God, God, that you will arrest us, Lord God. God, in the Spirit, Lord God, God, that you will open us, Lord God, and you will begin to scale back, Lord God. God, skim away, Lord God. God, the filth that lies on the inside of us, Lord God. God, we prophesied lies, Lord God. God, we told mistruth, Lord God. God, about deliverance, Lord God. God, but today, Lord God, God, we come to dismantle, Lord God. God, the fabricated lies, Lord God. God, we live behind, Lord God. God, we come today, Lord God. God, asking you, Lord God. God, to break every chain, Lord God. God, to suffer every cord, Lord God. God, of the Thank you, Lord God. God, look on us today, Lord God. God, allow your Shekinah glory, Lord God. God, to be revealed in our lives, Lord God. God, open us up, Lord God. God, in every place, Lord God. God, every hidden motive, Lord God. God, every hidden lie, Lord God. God, we ask that you will expose it today, Lord God. God, we ask you, Lord God, God, to break the chains of wickedness, Lord God. God, break the bondage, Lord God. God, break generational curses, Lord God. God, go back 10 generations, Lord God. God, and sever the cord, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of molestation, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of rape, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of incest today, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of anger, Lord God. God, and bitterness, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of self-inflicted hate, oh God. God, we break it today, Lord God. God, the unlovable, Lord God. God, we call them lovable, Lord God. God, we break the spirit of alcoholism, Lord God. God, we break the spirit, Lord God. God, of paraphernalia, Lord God. God, we call it out today, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, God, for true deliverance today, Lord God. God, the deliverance that will set us free, Lord God. God, that will loose us, Lord God. God, from the chains, Lord God. God, that seeks to keep us bound, Lord God. God, when you called us free, Lord God. God, you said whom the Son has set free is free indeed, Lord God. God, free us, Lord God. God, from the prisons of our minds, Lord God. God, free us, Lord God. God, total deliverance today, Lord God. God, purge us, Lord God. God, from the spirit of self-worth, Lord God. God, purge us, Lord God. God, from the spirit of self-infliction, Lord God. God, purge us today, Lord God, that we will walk in total deliverance and total freedom, Lord God. God, we thank you that we've been adopted by you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that we can cry, I'm a father, oh God. God, who art in heaven, oh God. God, we thank you today, Lord God. God, that you're restoring, Lord God. God, us to that place that you're calling us to walk free, Lord God. God, that we can free others, Lord God. God, we pray for quiet time with you, oh God. That we will seek quiet time, Lord God. God, a time of self-examination, Lord God. God, that you will begin to examine us, Lord God. God, that you will wash away the old filth, Lord God, the guilt and the shame, Lord God. God, that we can live in your light, Lord God. God, we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. God, we pray
for a spirit of intercession, Lord God. God, to hit this nation, Lord God. God, like never before, Lord God. God, that we will see miraculous changes, Lord God. God, that we will go, Lord God. God, in the bowels of mercy, Lord God. God, bringing forth your will into the earth, Abraham, Lord God. God, that we will see, Lord God. God, our government officials delivered, Lord God. God, that we will see them healed, Lord God. God, that we will see them walk in the power of the authority of the living God, oh God. God, we bless you today, Lord God. God, because you're calling change, Lord God. God, and it must start. It must start in the household of faith today, Lord God. God, so examine us as your workmen, Lord God. God, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel. We will not be ashamed, Lord God. God, of what you delivered us from, Lord God. God, how you set us free, Lord God. God, that we will go and free others, Lord God. God, and win the testing and the trials. Lord God, God, that we will stand in the fire, Lord God. God, like me, sat Barak and Abednego, Lord God. God, that we will go through the fiery furnace, Lord God. God, because you are with us, Lord God. God, we shall not be burned, Lord God. God, and even when we come out, Lord God, God, we won't smell like smoke, Lord God. God, and for that we thank you today, Lord God. God, we ask for Jehu's anointing to be released over your people. We ask for spirit of Elijah, oh God. God, to be released over your people, oh God. God, we ask for spirit of Ezekiel, Lord God. God, to be released over your people, Lord God. God, that we will stand up, Lord God. God, for your righteousness, Lord God. God, that we will stand, Lord God. God, and proclaim what thus says the Lord, Lord God. God, in truth and in liberty, Lord God. God, not lacking anything but trusting you wholeheartedly. We pray, Lord God. God, for that mustard seed of faith today, Lord God. God, that we will see the increase, Lord God. God, because we plant that seed in you, Lord God. God, in whatever we plant, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, it shall grow and manifest a greater harvest, Lord God. God, that we come out of our right place, Lord God. God, but we walk into the place of Rehoboth, Lord God. God, the wide open space that you're calling, release the Issachar's anointing, Lord God. God, that we will be able to discern the time and the season, and oh God. God, that we will be able, Lord God. God, to stand, Lord God. God, when others don't validate us, Lord God. God, that we'll be able to stand, Lord God. Reveal our positioning, Lord God. God, whether you're calling us to be watchmen, Lord God. God, whether you're calling us to be gatekeepers, Lord God. God, reveal to us, Lord God. God, that we will stand in the place that you're calling us, Lord God. God, that we won't become weary, Lord God. God, we rebuke the devourer, Lord God. God, the spirit of slumber, Lord God. God, that will cause us to fall asleep, Lord God. God, on our assignment, Lord God. God, we come against it today, Lord God. God, we pray for well-rested, able bodies, Lord God. God, to do your will in the earth, Ram, Lord God. God, that we will do your bidding, Lord God. God, that we will stand, Lord God. God, against the walls of the enemy, Lord God. God, in we understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty and pulling down strongholds, Lord God. God, so reveal to us, Lord God. God, the strongholds, Lord God. God, that are in the earth realm, Lord God. God, that we can pull it down, Lord God. God, we bless you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We give you praise. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a prayer warrior. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, so much, oh, God, that's on our plate, Father. Oh, God, look today. Look today. Hallelujah. We need you. We need you, Father, to move. Hallelujah. Move in us, move through us. We give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got another caller calling in. Hallelujah. Erico 773.
God bless you,
Prophet. Back in.
God bless you, Prophet.
Oh, Daryl, how you doing, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Good to hear your voice.
You know, I was on the page last night. The Lord was speaking to me concerning your ministry on last, I don't know if it was last night or this early full day this morning. But I have to tell you that the Lord is getting ready to send the ministry into a shift.
Lord,
and not only that he's getting ready to do a shift in the ministry, but he allowed me to see the tour bus and the church in the van with the ministry's logo and the name of the ministry on the side of the bus and the van.
Lord Jesus.
And he's going to send some obligated people that's able and trustworthy to travel and to drive these vehicles off, because see, you're going to get ready to travel the road and do kingdom work. It's the time, it's the season that people are hungry for sound doctrine. They are ready and thirsting for true word.
Woo! Bless the Lord on my soul. Hallelujah. Man, I'm a man of God. I'm going to have to believe God for that. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to believe God for that bus and that van. Praise the Lamb. You know, I wasn't going to say nothing, but, you know, you didn't mess with me now. Praise God. You know, I all night long, I dreamt. I had a dream. I ain't gonna call the city or anything that I was pastor, that I was getting called to pastor this great church. And one of my friends was there. One of my brothers was there in the ministry, and he was orchestrating it. And he said, "These people want you, man. They are ready to undergird your ministry." I can see the color of the church and stuff. I can see the ceiling. It had balconies, man, not a balcony, balconies in it, in this building.
My Lord.
And I know the name of the church.
Wow.
Call the name of the church in the spirit. All night long, that's what I dreamt about, that I was being called to another church. And he said, "These people are going to under." He said, "Man, you just don't know what these people are going to do for you. They are so excited." And what was interesting was, I was standing in the foyer, and I didn't know I had to preach. He said, "Man, you know you're going to have to preach today." And it was like some kind of holiday, like Thanksgiving or something. It was some kind of holiday coming. He said, "Man, you know you got to preach to these people. They want to hear you today." And I'm standing there for you, and all these men were there.
Ooh.
These men were there, and they were standing there saying, "Whatever you need us to do, just tell us."
Ooh.
So when you said God was going to give me men, praise the Lamb of God, man, I'm telling you, I saw it in the spirit last night.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Erico 470.
Hi, is it too late for you to pray for me?
No, there's never too late for prayer, darling. What's your prayer need?
Just that I will begin to trust God and stop trusting in man. That God will begin to show me how he wants me to operate in this gift. I guess to give me more understanding about the gift and just how to come into who he's called me to be.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
From Atlanta, Georgia. What ministry are you with there?
Currently I'm looking for a church home. But I'm not currently a member of a church right now.
Do you have internet?
I do.
Okay. Are you a part of our international ministry on Facebook?
No.
Okay. I need you to go. Are you a member? Are you on Facebook at all?
No, I'm not. I don't have
okay.
a Facebook page.
You don't really do Facebook. But listen, yeah. I want you to go to psmintl.org and leave me some contact information for you, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
P as in Paul, S as in Shakespeare. What I'm saying here. M as in Michael, intl.org. That's my website.
Okay.
That's our international website. And just, you know, sign in and leave me information on you so I can contact you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you need some spiritual development and what have you. And, you know, I'm just going to have to cover you until, you know, you can find your church home there. Praise the Lamb of God. Adele, won't you pray for me? Prophet.
Yes, sir. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your daughter, our sister, oh, God. We thank you for allowing her to call in, oh, God, to seek wise counseling, oh, God. And, God, we just ask you, oh, God, to allow Apostle to undergird her, oh, God, and let him oversee, oh, God, to lead her and guide her to where she needs to be in you, oh, God. And, God, we just ask you to let her spirit of obedience rest upon her, oh, God. Let her be obedient to whatever the men of God have predestined and what the men of God have imparted in her, oh, God. And, God, we just thank you for her right now. And, devil, we come to put you to shame right now that this is another one that you have lost, that she won't go spiritually retarded. And we just thank God for her calling in and just being inspired, oh, God, to call in, oh, God. And we thank you for, oh, God. And, God, we ask you to lead her and guide her to right leadership, oh, God. God, we just ask you to just lead her where she needs to be, oh, God. But, Father God, this ain't the time and the season that we need to be spiritually homeless and be fatherless, oh, God. And we just thank you right now, oh, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her family, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the mission that you have set before her, Father God. And we just thank you for her right now. And, God, we just ask you to stir up the gift that's been laying dormant for years, oh, God. And we just thank you for, oh, God, and continue to give her understanding, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we know you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, more than we can ask or ever think, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we're going to thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Daughter, what's your name again?
Kara.
Kara?
Kara.
Kara. Let's start with a C or a K?
Okay,
okay. Okay, I just want to make sure. What's your last name?
Smith.
Okay, I just want to make sure when I go and look in my box that is there. Okay?
Okay.
And we're going to stay in contact with you and make sure that you start being developed in the way that God would have you, and with your spiritual gifts, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, be blessed.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, man, you know, this thing has taken off. The Lord is really doing something. Matter of fact, people of God, the television personality just contacted me again today and told me that they was really looking forward to talking to me and what have you, and they're ready to talk to me. So I'm going to make that call today after the show and talk with the television station and all that and see really what they are trying to offer and what have you. The question is going to be, is PSM ready to undergird such a ministry of outreach as it relates financially and supportively, praise the Lamb of God, to get the word spread that we would be on some type of telecast out there, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to reach the people and reach the nation with what we're doing here that's so vital and so important in this season. We have, enough of us to be able to do it. But the question is, are we willing to make those type of sacrifices, or are we just here talking? Praise the Lamb of God. That's what it always boils down to. Hallelujah. Are we willing to make the sacrifice, or are we just running our mouths and talking, you know, the Jesus talk without saying, you know, we're here to support and undergird and be a part. Yeah, that's where the rubber meets the road at all the ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so indebted to you, Prophet Darrell, for your prayers and your intercession for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I give God praise for you. And, you know, you're not the only one that have stated what about these vans and what have you and about what God is about to do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the Lord is speaking now. Yes, Father.
My Lord.
Wait a minute. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you, Prophet, that you're going to be on television also.
What?
Hallelujah.
My
yes.
Jesus. My Jesus.
Wow.
My Lord.
I said he sent you to be an arm of this ministry. Praise the Lamb.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
I count it as an honor and a privilege.
Glory to God. My God, the Lord is just so moving today. Lord, have mercy. Woo, that got me. Hallelujah. Errico 917, your mic is hot. Errico 917.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Arlene Crawford from New York.
Hey, daughter, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. How are the girls doing?
They're doing.
She said they're doing what daughters do, huh?
Yeah, they're doing good so far. The speakers are going to be.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What can we do for you today, honey?
I was just like prayer for myself. I have a friend that has cancer. She had breast cancer, and now she got the report that she has a few more spots on her liver and on her kidney.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like some direction and just prayer for me to cover her, because she's not a Christian. So she knows she's been healed, but you know, I just want her to also to dig a little deeper in the Lord and the things of God.
You said she's not a Christian?
No.
Is she of another faith, or is she just out there?
She goes to church, but not, and you know, it's not a real relationship with God. Like, you know, like I said, she knows she's been healed. She knows that God has healed her. But I think this time around, she also just is not as strong as she was the last time. That was about 3 years ago.
Right.
So this time around, I think she's just a little tired this time around. So I'm kind of at a loss of how to help her.
Well, number one,
I'm pretty optimistic, but you know, I trust God. So
the first thing that has to be done is that you're going to have to seal her salvation, and that is to bring her to what we call the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and for her to come to a place of repentance of all sins, and for, you know, living a life without, you know, really acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord of her life, and then to repent of that through prayer and acceptance of Christ as her Lord and Savior, her King, and that she would enthrone him in our heart and soul, and ask the Lord to allow her to receive the precious Holy Ghost. I'm saying that because of two things. Number one, of course, her eternal salvation is of the utmost importance. You know, we want to see people healed physically, but at the same time, we should desire even the more to see them healed eternally, spiritually. And that's the only thing that's going to do that is the repentance, the turning from, and the acceptance of Jesus Christ, and living a life from that this moment on in the way that God will have you to live it according to his word. That's of vital importance. That also can be the trigger to healing. Many times, praise the Lamb of God, I have seen, I know Prophet Darrell will testify to it, that, you know, when people repent of their sins and come to God wholeheartedly, many times that's the blockage in their healing, in their total deliverance. So that could play a part. The next thing is, you know, you, my daughter, I want you to take some anointing oil. Hallelujah. And anoint her with oil and pray the prayer of faith after she accepts Jesus Christ as Lord. Hallelujah. And pray the prayer of faith. And the Bible says that the sick will recover. And let's believe God for her healing.
That's right. Okay. I can order that from you, right?
Huh?
I can order the oil from you?
If you want to get some oil from me, you know, you know that's not a problem. Praise God, that's not a problem at all. But I'm just saying that that's the biblical process for a lot of healings, and we don't go by the biblical process. You are a mature one, praise the Lamb of God. It says, send for the elders of the church. You are a mature one. They shall come and anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and they shall be healed. Wait a minute, the Lord trying to tell me something. Sorry, Father, forgive me, Holy Ghost. Don't be grieved at me. Hallelujah. God says, if she repent of her sins, he swear by his holiness, he'll heal her. Oh, God, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
And God said to tell her, I cannot lie.
Amen.
God cannot lie. Hallelujah. He
Amen.
Cannot lie. And he has spoken it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, daughter, you go to her and you sit down with her and you take her through the steps of repentance and let her pray the prayer of repentance of sins and the acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord of her life. And,
okay.
You know, and then, praise the Lamb of God, you anoint her with that oil, and you pray with her, and pray the healing prayer of faith,
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You anoint her with oil and laying your hand on her, and when you get through praying for her, immediately go to the sink bowl, and I want you to wash your hands.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We're gonna watch this miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is what we're fasting and praying about. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me pray with you now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. We love and adore you, Father. And we thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your tender compassions. Thank you that you hear every conversation, especially those that concern you. And we don't have anything, Father, but your grace and your love today to offer. But you are the power. You are the source of our strength. You are everything to us, El Shaddai Elohim, Jesus. We love you today. And I pray now that you would empower Arlene, hallelujah, even now with the gift of healing, hallelujah, that our hands will burn, hallelujah, with fire of the Holy Ghost. I pray today, Father, hallelujah, that as they repent together, hallelujah, that they walk in the newness of life and that they see deliverance after deliverance, miracle after miracle, because of your shed blood at Calvary. We love you today. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless you, girl. Arlene?
Yeah, God bless you too. Thank you.
Say love. Oh, wow, that's my damn number right there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, I'm waiting on that miracle. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, what an exciting time we have had this week. People of God, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God. You know, your $50 seat, so we're at $400 now. People, there's a couple of more of you have sold your $50 seat. We're at $400 towards the windows and doors and the floor being done there in Ghana. We're sending the money to Ghana. Hallelujah to our son in the ministry, a son of our first son of, praise the Lamb, PSM. We're sending the money there so that that building can be completed. We have seen the pictures. I have heard the services through tape and video and things of this nature. We know this man of God. He has been with us way over about 2 years now, almost on our show with us, a radio and the page. He has never laxed off. He's always been there with us and interacting. And I'm saying to you all, the Jubilee offering of $50, those of us that's in the fast, your Jubilee offering will serve as a donation going, praise the Lamb of God, to Ghana. It's not going in prophet's pocket. It's going to Ghana to finish the work that we started. We sent thousands of dollars down there and got the walls up, got the roof on, this, that, and another. But you know yourself, you don't want to go to a church and there's no windows. You don't want to go to the church and the doors are shabby. And you don't want to walk in a church with a dirt floor. Praise God. We want to put a floor down. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God and get these windows and these doors complete. And our assignment will be done. Praise the Lamb of God there. Hallelujah. And we will have the plaque in October, November, praise the Lamb, there in Chicago. When you come and your name will be listed on the plaque, praise the Lamb of God, for our church in Ghana. And it just gives you joy to know that you've done something like that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can say yourself, I build a church in Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. We built the church. You built the church. I built the church. We built it for the glory of Jesus Christ. So we ask you to do that with us. Praise the Lamb. Some of you, praise the Lamb of God, want to give more. Please do so. PSMINTL.org. PSMINTL.org. And trust me, people of God, the Lord told me at the top of the year, Pastor Darrell, prophet, the Lord told me, he said, son, I want to bless you. And then he said, this is the warning he gave me. You must walk in integrity. You must walk in integrity. That's what he told me. Praise the Lamb of God. No manipulating, no swindling, no robbing, no sin. You must walk in integrity that I might bless you. And brother, let me tell you something. Integrity is my middle name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I want all God has for me. It's a wrap, people. TGIF. It's Friday, and we thank God it's Friday. Boy, we made it through another week. Remember, people of God, we're only doing 4 days a week now. Monday day is the prophet's rest day. Praise God. So I can have voice and energy for the rest of the week. It
praise
works.
The Lord. Oh.
Hallelujah. I must have a Sabbath. So Monday is a pre-recorded show here. Praise the Lamb of God. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be live. But you can always go on Facebook on PSM, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, and join us there while we have inspiration and stuff going all day long. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. Thank you, Denise, for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Raphael, for praying for us today also. I love you all. Be blessed, knowing that God is making all of us.
perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brave. Big win.